This is Stephen Strang. If you're a praying Christian, you know that it's time to pray because things are very, very serious in our country. And today we're going to talk about the governor of Tennessee proclaiming a day of prayer. What's that all about? Well, I'm going to talk to my longtime friend and social commentator, Larry Tomczak, who lives in Tennessee. He's going to tell us about it, so stay tuned.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome, everybody, to The Strang Report. I am so happy to talk to Larry Tomczak. I have known Larry since before there was a Charisma magazine. That was a long, long time ago. And today we work together in so many ways. And he actually has a new podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, which I want to talk about. So welcome to you, Larry.
Well, thank you. And it's an honor to be with you, especially during this critical time with what's going on in America, brother.
Well, you know, in the early days of the charismatic movement, not long after I got out of college, you were like a big-time author. You had like a major bestseller, Clap Your Hands, and you were speaking everywhere. Later on, you founded a whole church movement. And of course, our lives have interacted in so many ways over the years. I just consider you a good friend. And I'll just tell my listeners that there's a handful of ministries that I support on a monthly basis. And Larry Tomczak is one of them. I send him an offering every single month. And that's just how much I believe in what you're doing. And now you're in kind of a different phase of life, and you call yourself a social commentator. I was telling somebody today that you have an opinion about everything, and you're so articulate to be able to describe what's going on. So why don't you just give me and my listeners your analysis of what's happening in the country with all the division and the hatred against Trump and the opposition to the church in so many circles? And then lead into telling us what you were telling me earlier before we went on the podcast about what's happening in Tennessee. Of course, I need to say that this podcast will be online for a long, long time, but we're recording it in October of 2019. And I do like to talk about what's going on in the news so we can try to find the mind of the Lord on it.
Right. Well, yes, and it will be dated a little bit, but imagine with pushback from liberals, atheists, they've come against this, but our governor, who's a committed Christian, he has said this day will be a day of prayer and fasting, and there'll be a large gathering of probably thousands in downtown Nashville tonight. But it's really in line with what the scripture tells us in terms of 1 Timothy 2, that we are to pray. First of all, it tells us 1 Timothy 2 in, you know, verses 1 to 4. First of all, pray for those in authority so that we can have a peaceful atmosphere to proclaim the gospel. I'm paraphrasing there. And Steve, you know, I've been privileged to serve on the board of Intercessors for America now almost 45 years, and that is our mission. And so I've got a passion to motivate people to pray. And, you know, as you're listening to this podcast today, you want to be biblically informed on the issues. You want a biblical worldview. And we're really in the midst of a very critical time. I saw the other day where Franklin Graham said, and I'm quoting him, he said, you know, our country could begin to unravel if an elected president is thrown out of office because of lies and the media. And so I'm not a pessimist. As you're on the program here and you hear our podcast, Steve, myself, I'm an optimist, but I'm a realist. And this is not political theater. There are people, obviously one party, the Democratic Party, and we have many Republicans that are coming. They hate our president, what he represents, what he's advocating, the promises that he's made, and the promises that he's kept. And as a result, we see so much momentum and big wins, and now our country is going forward in so many ways. But you have people, and they are committed, and they will do, you know, by whatever it takes. This man, they believe, is, you know, not the duly elected president. It should have been Hillary Clinton, and, you know, Russia collusion for 2 years and allegations of women, and, you know, and they'll do whatever it takes. And so I would just simply say, please, everybody, we've got to be united in prayer for our nation. And if I can say it this way, in a concise way, what's really happening? Number one, there is no evidence of impeachable criminal activity. There is absolutely none. There's been a resolution for some kind of inquiry, and we see all kinds of distortions and lies that are taking place. but there is no criminal activity. And then number two, there is no Democrat presidential candidate right now that's gained the kind of traction and captured the voters, I'd say, imagination, like Bill Clinton or Barack Obama once did, to defeat President Trump. And as long as the economy is humming, and it is, then he's a very formidable candidate. And how are they going to defeat him?
And they think they can't defeat him. So it's almost like they're creating some kind of scandal with just getting everyone all upset and thinking there's something wrong. And, you know, even if he just makes the Trump supporters stay home because they're just kind of discouraged. I see it as almost like the Kavanaugh hearings, where they knew they couldn't keep him out, so they just started throwing stuff, hoping something would stick, with the idea that he would just get discouraged and either President Trump would say, hey, I'm going to withdraw the name and put up another conservative who's not so controversial, or even that Kavanaugh himself would withdraw. You know, we've talked about this before. I think it's the same kind of thing. And most of my listeners know that I just finished a book. It's called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. But one of the people that reviewed the book referred in his review to the fact that it was about the church during the Trump era. And I thought to myself when I read it, that's really true. The reason we're doing it now, of course, is because the election is coming up. But really, it's about what's happening spiritually, the spiritual warfare in our country. What is God saying? All this kind of thing. But the book actually goes to press. It literally goes to press in 3 weeks.
I got to put in a plug for that. You just grabbed the third point. I was going to make what's happening 4 points. The third point is exactly what you're saying, that there's a continued attempt to remove him by any means necessary. Instead of, if you don't like an elected official, you vote him out of office. But they're hell-bent, excuse the term, if I can say it like that, get him out. But, and I say this, having read everyone, this book that Steve has done, folks, I've told them, it's A++. It's so providential. It's coming out right now, you know, and please lay hold of it once it does. It'll give you the backdrop, because then there's a fourth point. I got to get this in here. And that is, there is such a sense of desperation among the Democrat leaders because they're facing the reality right now. They're saying, well, you know, who's going to be our candidate? You know, Biden seems kind of older and befuddled, and then the problem with the Ukraine situation, then Sanders had the heart attack, and then his daughter-in-law just died of cancer, and you know, he's older, he's 78, and then what about Warren? And then she's so socialistic and pushing that, anti-capitalist, and yet what's coming out is, you know, she's worth, what, $12 million? She's got a $3 million mansion, a condo, teaches a class, gets $430,000, so she's getting rich. And then you've got, you know, Hillary, she's kind of waiting in the wings, and she won't campaign, but her hope would be, I know it, is they'll draft me at the convention. So you got a situation here where things are converging, but Steve, you and I know it, and you and I were in a roundtable gathering with Rick Joyner and other leaders, and we were told, you know, Rick Joyner said, let's sum things up in a sentence or two, went around the table. And I remember you said, let's not forget, we're not fighting flesh and blood, but powers and principalities. And that's what we're dealing with, because this administration and this presidency has stood strong for so many of the conservative Christian values. And there's been so many achievements and promises that have been kept that, well, if I'm the enemy, I don't want this kind of administration in office. And so I'm with you. I plug the book. I say everybody gets Steve's book. It's outstanding. And then please unite with us. I say this as a leader in Intercessors for America. This is not a time to just kind of say, well, it's just political theater. It's all going to go away. We are in the midst of, I'd say we're at a tipping point. And what's going on with journalism and the lack of truth, the bias and the propaganda. I just noticed today, I was going to tape, I wanted to see if our president was on in a rally tonight. I thought, well, I'll tape and watch some. And all of a sudden, I went to CNN, and on this day of this podcast, I am not kidding you, they had an hour. All the Democratic candidates that are running, the major ones, they're giving them an hour to talk on the LGBTQ agenda. Imagine, and go, look, 6 to 7, 7, 8, 8 to 9, and you can tell in advance what's going to be propaganda and what's going to be pushed on that. So where evil does abound, so much more does grace abound, and it's a day in which all of us on this podcast listening, we need to be biblically informed, we need to walk humbly, we need to seek the truth, We need to be passionate in pursuing the truth and proclaiming it and not be cowardly or fearful. But, you know, it's the hour. We got a very special time, and we're watchmen on the wall, all of us, and need to be pray and stay involved.
Well, that's very well said. And as we kind of wrap up the podcast, things you were talking about, the election and so forth, I grappled with all those in the book. And I knew, because the book is being written a year before the election, that the reader, as the book comes out in mid-January, and then as people read it after that, that they're going to know things that I didn't know. And even at the last minute, we decided to add an epilogue just about the whole Ukraine impeachment fiasco. And of course, that won't be decided until after the book goes to press. But I said, you know, I think that President Trump will survive this because there's really nothing to it. But I said, they'll throw something else at him. And it kind of doesn't matter. And I'm not analyzing what's happening day to day. In fact, I said very, very little about the Democratic candidates because, you know, right now it's not clear who will get the nomination. And so why should I analyze it? But the principles of the spiritual war, the principles of what God is saying, what's happening to America, the role of the church, you know, I could go on. And it's really too early to promote the book, of course, but, you know, it's not too early, I guess, to start talking about it. So I appreciate the very nice endorsement that you said to me, and then also the plug that you just gave. And so let me plug your podcast, which has been on.
Oh, thank you.
As we speak, just less than a month, is called Here's the Deal.
Here's the Deal.
The same thing as your newsletter. And are you doing one a week?
Well, you know what, Steve? What I'm doing is I really prayed this through after you, you know, prompted me and said, Larry, I think it's time for this. And what we do is Monday through Thursday, it's like 15 minutes, right? Bullseye, hit the mark, like the book I wrote. And we just take 15 minutes on a theme, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we just kind of break it into little segments, bite size. And I've tried to encourage people, you know, go to Here's the Deal, get in the habit of listening. And with the Strang Report, with Here's the Deal, this is going to help people be informed. So we're like, you know, the sons of Issachar in the Old Testament, they understood the times and they knew what to do. And I can tell you this, if I can, because I know our time will be wrapping up. I believe firmly in the principle of prayer and praying for our government officials. And I can tell you this, we had an experience in D.C. There were 2,000 of us, primarily young people. We met 10 minutes from the White House, and this was during the Jesus Movement. And Derek Prince's teaching on 1 Timothy 2, pray for the government. We did it in every single meeting. And at that time, we cried out because there was a lot of, you know, like today, corruption and things that were going on. And we just said, God, raise up the righteous, remove the ungodly. And something happened. It's never happened in the history of the United States. 1973, we had a man who was vice president, and he resigned. And there was felony charges. He got out of office. And 10 months later, the man that was president of the United States also resigned. And within 10 months, it's never happened before. Now you say, well, are you saying you guys prayed him out? I just say we obeyed the directive of 1 Timothy 2. God heard our humble prayers that were consistent, and we did what he said. And there it was down the street, and we saw a complete shift. And I think today we should pray the same thing. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. You know, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. Please, God, have mercy on this nation so we don't lose the momentum or the heritage of our Judeo-Christian values. So, folks, get God Trump in the 2020 election. Steve's excellent, excellent book. I tell you from firsthand experience. And then tune in these podcasts so that you stay biblically informed.
That's right. And you can check out Larry's podcast on the charismapodcastnetwork.com, or you can also go to cpnshows.com. Either one will get you there. It's right there on the front page. We have a lot of other podcasts. In fact, Larry, you may be interested to know that we just passed a milestone on our network. Since we started in 2015, we've just passed 14.5 million downloads.
Wow.
So when people come to the podcast network, they see other things, they click on it, they listen to it. A lot of people listen to it in their cars. And I would encourage you to click on Larry's podcast, share it with people, help get out the word. Hopefully this newsletter that I write and this podcast will also help people know about Here's the Deal. So as we wrap up, Larry, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'm just going to pray with everybody, you and me. Folks, we agree. Father, in the name of Jesus, We have a history. There's been a covenant with this nation, and our forefathers and the framers, they endeavored to see a city set on a hill. And Lord, you have so blessed this nation like no nation in history. And so we humble ourselves. We turn from our wicked ways. Oh God, we really do. We ask you to have mercy on this country and do a supernatural work. May there be a third great awakening in our day, and continue to awaken your people to pray. Give favor to those that are doing your will, and put righteous people into government positions as our elected officials. Bless Steve, God, Trump, and the 2020 election. Bless this book, bless our podcast, and everyone listening. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Larry, for that prayer and for being on my podcast. Thank you to my listeners. Share this with other people. Help us get out the word. And tune in again for another edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.